The investigation into the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon has resulted in the arrest of one man, possibly the arrest of a second, and the detention of 25 others. The FBI hopes may have information related to the 19 Middle Eastern men identified as the hijackers. The first arrest took place in New York. Yesterday, President Bush, for the first time, identified Osama bin Laden as the prime suspect behind the conspiracy, and today, Vice President Dick Cheney said there were ties between the hijackers and those who attacked the USS Cole in Yemen last year, known to be an operation linked to bin Laden's terror networks. NPR's Mike Schuster has been following the investigation, and he joins us now. Good morning again, Mike.
Hello, Leanne.
First, bring us up to date on those in custody. What do you know about them, and how might they be connected to all of this?
Okay, the first man who was arrested was detained at Kennedy Airport in New York. He was carrying a false pilot's license, and sources have been saying that he is not willing to cooperate with authorities. The second material witness warrant is for a person connected to the case, it is believed, and there's some confusion at this moment about it. The FBI is saying there's been no arrest pursuant to that warrant, but the Department of Justice says there has been, and the Associated Press is reporting that an FBI special agent in New Jersey says the person turned himself in after a search of his New Jersey apartment and is being questioned in New York. 25 others are believed to be in custody. They've been detained in what has effectively been a sweep of the past few days, mostly on immigration violations. But there are two among them that aroused special suspicions. They were two men with Muslim names seized at the Amtrak station in Fort Worth, Texas, and they're reported to have been possessing knives and box cutters, which were used in the hijackings, and $5,000 in cash. They boarded a flight on Tuesday morning at Newark Airport. Newark is the airport from which the hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. The other plane, that is the plane of these other two people seized in Texas, was grounded in St. Louis after the attacks on the World Trade Center. But there have been no formal charges of anyone so far.
Is the FBI looking for others?
Yes. There are another 100 names that have been sent to all police departments and FBI field offices in the country, and the Department of Justice is planning a lot more warrants. It's now become clear, Leanne, from numerous published reports that the FBI was looking for two of the hijackers for several weeks before last Tuesday. This came about as a request by the CIA, which had been trailing those connected to the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen last October. The CIA had identified Khalid al-Midar, who was on the plane that left Newark and crashed in Pennsylvania, as someone who had been seen meeting with a suspect in the Cole attack sometime in January 2000 in Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia. The CIA had also identified Nawaf al-Hamzi as an associate of al-Midar, and he was also on that plane, and those pursuing the two had some reason to suspect that they had entered the United States. The Immigration and Naturalization Service was alerted, and the FBI was asked to search for them. They're believed to have entered the United States in Los Angeles using Saudi Arabian passports. So this appears to be the connection that Vice President Cheney was referring to this morning when he spoke on television of ties to some people involved in the Cole attack.
One other element of this investigation is what actually happened on those planes, and there were black boxes in the airliners. Some of them have been found. Are they getting any help, the FBI getting any help from these boxes?
No information reported so far. The two cockpit voice recorders from the plane in Pennsylvania and the plane that hit the Pentagon were found, and both flight data recorders were also found. The cockpit voice recorders, which have tapes of what might have actually been spoken in the cockpit, are more important. The one at the Pentagon was badly charred. There's also problems with the one from Pennsylvania, so they have been sent to the manufacturers for further analysis, but investigators still hope to glean some important information from that.
And what about this idea of conspiracy and this network? Where does the issue of Osama bin Laden's connection stand now? Concretely, what do you know?
Well, the news of the search for al-Midar and al-Hamzi, who were on the flight that left Newark, and the fact that they were being searched by the FBI, the FBI was searching for them before the hijacking, is the first specific information to emerge publicly about a connection to bin Laden's networks, which, as we've said earlier, are believed to have carried out the Cole attack. Other law enforcement officials are being quoted as saying they believe the man arrested at Kennedy Airport, the first person in the case who is said not to be cooperating, has a direct connection to bin Laden, but there's been no confirmation of this and no additional details on that. Vice President Cheney did say today that he has no doubt that bin Laden's organization, Al-Qaeda, was involved. That's the clearest statement. that builds on President Bush's statement yesterday, but it's the clearest statement yet from an administration official that bin Laden and those connected to him were responsible for this. But administration officials are also cautioning that the network is much wider than bin Laden, the individual, that there could be important connections to other nations and other circles of terrorists in other nations.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome, Leanne.